Hello and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you so much, Mark, and thanks for checking out this Texans Today podcast. I'm Drew Doherty, and on Wednesday, May 19th, the Texans went through day three of OTAs. Afterwards, head coach Gary Kubiak answered questions from the media about a range of subjects from the defensive line continuity to competition at the cornerback spot.
We're back to working individual and seven-on-seven today. Down a few bodies once again, a receiver down today, but you know, good work. We're going to keep this pattern going probably for 2 weeks before we change it a little bit.
What do you think about some of the cornerbacks right now behind Glover and Kareem Jackson?
Well, it's so competitive. You know what David has is David has a group of young hungry players. You know, there's no tenure guy back there or type of deal. You know, the guy. They're just all guys battling their tail off, and it's very competitive. And then you got a young kid who's been given a tremendous opportunity. He's going to have to earn his keep. That's Bob's. That's his phone. I know that phone. So it's very competitive, and I really like it. I mean, it's a young, very excited group that really Bernard kind of leads the group as a from that standpoint.
Where does Fred Bennett fit in that mix, Gary?
Well, he's got to get in the mix. You know, he's got Fred's had some opportunities around here as a player to start and to battle for a starting job. I know last year didn't go the way Fred wanted it to go, but we're very wide open. He's going to have to get himself back in the hunt from a standpoint of how he does his job. He's had a good off season. He's done everything we asked. And he's got to get himself in position to compete for a job in training camp.
And how important is this summer for Antoine Molden, too?
Oh, it's very important. He's just missed so much time. Every time he's ever been out here, he's shown that he belongs and has the ability to start in this league. It's just about him holding up. And it's been a good off season for him. And, I could say the same thing about all of them. It'll be very competitive.
Can you tell a difference in this OTA as compared to last year's OTAs? Can you see anything?
The biggest thing, Bob, is the core of our football team is much stronger. I think in the past, our core has changed from time to time. I think the core of our football team is pretty strong right now. We know who those guys are. We're trying to find out which young guys can help them. So from that standpoint, it's changed. Also, when we have a few guys miss practice, we still practice pretty good football, because our depth is better. And when you got a veteran like Danny Clark coming in here, things don't stop. They don't slow down. So from that standpoint, I think we get much better at practice.
Gary, what do you want to see out of Casey, your number two here?
James. Well, I tell you what, I'm already seeing it. I mean, he's been gotten tremendous reps because of our situation at tight end. James is showing right now what you should see, a second-year player who is hungry for some more time on the field and a chance to be a dang good player. I always tell you guys, usually good players make their biggest step from year one to two. And if this offseason's been any indication, he's heading that direction.
He went back to school in the offseason, yeah. Took some more classes over at Rice.
And he needs to get smarter, so that's not going to be a problem with him. But, he's worked it out.
Trenton Holiday, the guys are saying Kevin Walters says he's the most impressive young kid he's seen out here. What have you seen?
Well, first off, him, Dickerson, and Crawford, they're getting a ton of reps. With Andre not being here, we had the young man Strauss went down today. So all of a sudden they're working with the second group. That's unusual in the NFL this time of year. So if they're going to do it, they'll get the chance to do it. He's been impressive. I think everybody knew he's a returner. That's why we drafted him. But he's held up outside too, so we'll see.
Gary, is the interior of your offensive line set, or are y'all evaluating and looking to decide?
We have our starters. We got our guys that we're going to camp with, the starters. I mean, you look at two young guards, Studdard and Caldwell. They've earned the right to say, hey, I'm a starter right now. But, you're sitting there staring at Brizell, who's trying to get a job back. You got Wade, who's been a starter in this league. We bring in Shelly Smith. I mean, we're as competitive in there as we've ever been as a team. It's going to be hard to hold a job. It's going to be very competitive to get one. So that makes the team better.
You mentioned the guards. What about the center spot? Is that?
Well, I think, first off, I think Chris is healthy. Chris played coming off a high ankle sprain, which is hard to do all last year. Wade will push Chris. Catfish is still there. Helms is a young player. So it's the same thing. More competition there than there's been in the past.
Has Kareem Jackson been what you thought he would be so far?
No, yeah, he's been very impressive. He jumped in there like he belongs. But we got a long way to go. But I like his size. He's got good size, strength. Very, very well coached. Like I said yesterday, he's He acts like he belongs.
Do you worry about him being overwhelmed at all, starting in such a demanding position?
I don't think so. The program he came from, how he was coached, the games he played in. When you see players come out of schools like that, they're usually not very overwhelmed. I mean, that's the type of guys they've been covering all the time. So get Andre in here to get him going, too. So
Gary, the backup quarterback last year, you signed Dan, and then Rex became the backup guy. How far along has Dan come?
Well, he's better this year than he was last year at this time. He's more confident in what he's doing, and it's a big, you know, it's a big offseason for him with the team. The team needs to see him get better than he was, you know, last year, and we'll give him every opportunity to do that.
Gary, what are you looking for from Frank one year out after being the guy for the first time?
Big Oakland?
Frank Bush.
Frank's, you know, very comfortable leading the group. There's no doubt what he expects, so he's way ahead from that standpoint. I think the thing, one of Frank's greatest strengths is how well he works with his staff. I mean, he pulls from Ray. He's got Bill. He's got guys around him who have been in this game a lot longer than either I have or Frank has, and Frank pulls from those guys, and they do a good job as a group. They did a hell of a job the last 12 weeks last year. Need that to continue.
You talked about it when it began. It was a whirlwind for him. Mm-hmm. So when you have that 1 year, how much can that help him?
Well, the first thing you figure out is you're not going to do it yourself. If you don't trust the guys working for you and a pull from them, you got no chance as a coordinator. It's the same way as the head coach. So that's a point I'm trying to make. I think Frank has done a great job of you know, using the help around him to make everybody better. So he's just very much more comfortable in what he's doing.
When I asked him what's the one biggest thing he wants to change from last year to this year, he goes, the defense got off to an atrocious start, yeah. And that can't happen. How do you look at that? And how do you maybe fix that or adjust that?
Well, we did play poorly early. I think a lot of that was out of Frank's control. We had some players that we were counting on that weren't here or didn't go through camp. And, you know, I think that hurt the football team. And, you know, it's my job to make sure we get those guys ready to go. But I thought Frank did a good job all the way around with just but he'll take accountability for all of it. That's what he's made of.
Gary, how do you like the defensive line set up now? Or do you think Amobi, this is a big year for him, Frank Ocam, big year for those guys to come through? How do you just look at that?
Well, man, I think, you know, for the first time in a long time, we're not sitting here staring at what is our combination, how are we, you know, we know what it is. So it's just about us doing a better job with them getting better. You know, I like the way our guys have adjusted to watching last year and saying, okay, I need to do this to get better. Some guys are trying to get a little lighter. I mean, that's good to hear. I mean, because it is about all of us growing together, and we know what our group pretty much going to be. You know, Earl should add to it. You know, what happens with the competition, but the core guys, we know who they're going to be. How much better are they? Let's see what happens.
Also talking after practice was tight end Owen Daniels. He's still rehabbing a torn ACL, but says, hey, I could get going if I needed to.
Knees are always tough, you know, difficult to deal with, you know, especially like a surgery like that. But I'm always itching to get out. You know, since I've been through this before, it's kind of like it's about time. You know, the coaches are doing a good job of you know, giving me a break and not forcing me to be out here you know, before I'm ready. So it's all about being ready for the season, really.
You could try one of those one-handed catches in a game? Or?
I would never try it unless I had to do it. You know, one-handed catches kind of just happen. But, you know, we're professionals, so you got to work on certain things just in case you're in that situation.
With the guys that are catching the ball, tight ends, receivers-wise, anybody impressing you more than the rest?
Oh man. It's only been a couple of days, but I think, you know, Jacoby snatched a couple of balls today. He's looking really good. He's obviously getting some more opportunities than to get more reps. All the guys are, since Andre's not here. But, shoot, you know, he's doing a good job. All the vets have been here. They're doing well. Our new guy, Garrett's doing a good job. You know, he's picking things up pretty quickly, and hopefully he can just kind of retain that information. That's the hardest thing. You can come out here and run routes and catch balls and look good, but it's all about, you know, playing fast and being mentally there. So he's been keeping up pretty well the first couple of days.
And then Dreesen was saying that they're going to guarantee Walter's going to get one of those deep balls every game like he had today. What do you think?
I hope
you agree?
So. I hope so. if we can get Kevin deep down the field, I mean, that's going to be huge for us. You know? usually Dre down the field or the other Dre down the field or Jacoby. But, you know, Kevin's always he's a little sensitive about people underestimating his speed. So for him to do that, I think he's like, I told you so. I told you so. He'll get some.
Kind of a sweet moment for him
today. Yeah, for sure, yeah. Defense likes to talk a lot of trash. And the thing is about that drill, they know we're throwing the ball.
You know, it's not a team drill where we might run or we might pass. So that's even sweeter when we get a deep one out like that.
Tight end Joel Dreesen is on the comeback trail as well. He's rehabbing a shoulder injury, and Dreesen shared some time with us.
You know, it feels good just to come out here and play football and run around. You know, I'm thankful they're letting me do some stuff more than I anticipated, so it feels really good.
Yeah, what's different than what you would have been doing this time last year?
Well, I mean, they're just kind of holding me out of the team drills. They don't want me locking up with a Mario or a Cushing or any of those guys, just to protect the surgically repaired shoulder, that sort of thing. But I can run around and run routes, catch balls today, so that felt good.
Being a vet, you know, you're watching a little bit more. Do you still learning a lot by watching, or is it kind of, have you kind of seen most of it?
You know, yeah, I mean, you know, thank goodness I've been in this same offense for 4 years now, but you know, I try to relearn. I take every single note, even though I've taken them, you know, three previous years. So you always try to relearn and try to know that much more about the entire system. So I'm definitely reteaching myself.
And with that all in mind, is who's standing out to you as far as catching the ball? Rookies, veterans, who's doing a nice job in your eyes?
You know, I've always admired the heck out of Kevin Walter. You know, I think he just is the consummate professional. You know, he takes care of his body. He's done it a long time. So I love watching Kevin. You know, David Anderson catches the ball very well. Jacoby had some nice catches today. So those guys are standing out to my mind because they're veterans. They've been around. They've done it. And so, yeah, I really like watching those guys.
Last thing for me, pretty cool seeing Kevin get loose like that on that that bomb from Shop.
You know, Kevin begs for those during the week. You know, I can run a deep route. I can run a deep route. So it was good to see him get that today. And, he'll get those on Sunday, too, I promise you.
We thank you again for listening to this Texans Today podcast and want you to keep it right here at HoustonTexans.com to find out more about your favorite football team. I'm Drew Doherty, and I'm a Texan.